Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Take a bullet for being free. Screaming, what the hell at my TV for telling me.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Little Aaron Lewis screaming, what the hell on my TV. Trust me, with what's going on nowadays, he's not the only one. You can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, just visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and True Social page, and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us now is Kansas State Republican Party Chairman Mike Kuckelman. Mike, it's nice to have you back on the show, brother. It's been a while, so it's nice to have you back, my friend.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, of course, of course. It's a pleasure, my friend. Mike, I wanted to ask you about something, and actually we had David Thorne on a little bit here about an hour or so ago. We talked a little bit about what's going on. They've got their, you know, county party coming up next Thursday. There's a recent Politico report that announced the abortion lobby plans to just spend, I mean, they're going to dump hundreds of millions of dollars into three pro-abortion rights groups coming up for the midterms: the Planned Parenthood Action, NARAL, the Pro-Choice America, and Emily's List. And I guess one of the Democrats that they're spending money on is Laura Kelly. We're already seeing the fruits of some of that money, aren't we? They're just going to spend tons of money trying to get her elected.
Well, of course they'll do that, and they're going to spend tons of money trying to mislead about what value the Both Amendment actually does. Because, you know, as we keep reminding people, it does not ban abortions.
No.
They keep saying that. All it does is puts power back in the hands of the people, and who can be opposed to that notion that the voters, the citizens, ought to be in charge in each state of what their abortion laws are? How can you be opposed to that? But you know, they're going to run campaign ads, and all of us that are informed need to help spread the word and advise our neighbors and our friends what Value Them Both really is about.
Well, and you know, anybody who thinks that Laura Kelly is going away quietly is kidding themselves. I know we all feel confident. I think we've got a stellar candidate. I think Derek Schmidt's going to be a rock star. I think he'll be a fantastic governor. But she's already doing her own TV ads. We're seeing them already down here on Wichita TV. And what's you know, what's amusing, I've already seen her taking credit for popular Republican-led initiatives that she had nothing to do with. And I think this is just going to ramp up as we hit the summer and the early fall. It's just going to get worse as she starts parading around the state taking credit for stuff that she didn't do.
Well, exactly. And, you know, in this part of the state, she keeps running those ads taking credit for the sales tax on food being removed. But, you know, again, she vetoed that in 2019. Now she's for it. And I guess she has no shame because she does television ads here where she holds a hatchet, not an axe, though her motto is axe the tax on
yeah. Hatchet the
sales tax on food. But she's holding that hatchet. I guess maybe she doesn't know the difference between the two. But you know, she goes into this acting like that's her idea. And it's like, look, people, she had to support it because all you have to do is count the votes. She didn't have – she knew that she didn't have any votes to support her, didn't have enough votes to support her if she were to veto that. So what do? You grab onto it and run the other way with it and pretend like you didn't veto it in 2019 and you try to fool the people. You know, these ads where she stands in the middle of the highway and says, I'm not too far left, I'm not too far right. It's like she has never been middle of the road. She's always been very far left. I mean, look at her views on abortion and how she wouldn't support common sense legislation having to do with health and safety in terms of regulations.
No, you're...
she's never been center of the road.
You're absolutely right, Mike. And I'm glad you mentioned the food sales tax. I had to remind somebody just this week. She had the chance to cut the sales tax on food, like you said, 2 years ago. Had she done that, today, Kansas's sales tax on food would be 2.9%, and in 8 months, it would be zero. Had she not vetoed that bill twice 2 years ago. So for her to be all, you know, bent out of shape over the fact that, or Democrats right now are mad that the bill that they did sign... that she did sign, that they did pass, is one that is phasing in. Had she not vetoed the one that they tried to pass 2 years ago, it would already be done. So,
that's right.
You know, the whole thing is malarkey. And then you also look at her CAPERS plan. You know, I just saw she rolled out a big press conference about all the good things she did for CAPERS. That she didn't have anything to do with CAPERS. The $1 billion payment came from the legislature. Her plan for CAPERS... the CAPERS Board of Trustees had to rebuke her for trying to re-amortize it.
Right.
It's a total farce. And I'm hoping that you guys, and obviously the Schmidt campaign, also remind Kansas voters how terrible she was. It wasn't that long ago that $900 million was fraudulently paid out in bogus unemployment claims. We can't let Kansas voters forget about that.
Well, that's right. And, of course, she says it wasn't quite that much. It was, what is she claiming now? It was only $300 or $400 million
of
your tax money. You know, it's like, oh, only $300 or $400 million of taxpayer money was taken through your fingertips. But that issue is compounded, John, when you remember that people who were entitled to unemployment benefits couldn't get them. I mean,
we had
people because of her shutdowns, we had people that had no choice. Her shutdowns forced them out of their employment, and they had to have unemployment, but they couldn't get it.
Yeah, meanwhile, she closed churches and kept abortion clinics open.
Well, exactly. And you know, how many labor secretaries has she gone through? She just could not get her arms around the Department of Labor to do what it should do and then not allow fraudsters to take off with whether it's 700 million, 800, whatever the actual number is, even though when she tries to downplay it, say, no, it's really only like 300 or 400 million. It's like, OK.
Right. I mean, that's sort of like asking somebody, when did you stop beating your wife? I mean, it doesn't matter what the bottom number is, whether it be 7, 9 or 400 million. It's still hundreds of millions of dollars that was fraudulently paid out. And she still doesn't have an answer for it. I just hope that Kansas voters aren't stupid enough. But I also want to make sure that we as a party make sure that we aren't sitting on our laurels. And I know you're not. I know that the Kansas Republican Party is focused right now. The filing deadline for candidates is a little more than a month away. I'm sure you guys are keenly focused on candidate recruitment right now as well, right?
Right. And you know, we're watching that closely because the date's coming up. People, you know, it's time to make up your mind if you're going to get in or if you're not. You're coming close to the wire. So it's really time to be making those decisions. But, you know, on candidate recruitment, John, we meet with a lot of people that want to run for office. And you know, some of them, they think they do. And then they later come back and say, you know, I've decided it's more work than I want to do. Because let's be honest, it is a lot of work.
Yes.
But
oh, yeah.
It can be very rewarding if you're willing to put forth the effort. But, John, one of our best some of our best recruiters are people like your listeners who are plugged into the community and they know people who are good, strong candidates in the community at the local level. We need to invite those kinds of people to get active in our party. We all know who those people are. We all have friends who watch from a distance. We need to welcome them into active participation and make them understand there's no barrier here for you getting in and being active. And if we can get, you know, some of the local people to recruit at these local levels too for office, we need it at all levels. So this is a full team sport in terms of recruitment. Everybody should be participating in recruitment because there are good people out there. We just need to tap into them.
Some of the things that they can do, other ways to get involved, obviously you've got the Eisenhower Women's Series, the Men's Leadership Series. I know both are right now recruiting, taking applications for both classes. What are some of the other things that folks can get involved if they want to? Obviously, they can run for precinct committee people. What are some of the other ways that folks can get involved in the party if they want?
Well, there's so many ways that they can be involved. I mean, you mentioned two really good ones. I mean, Men's Leadership and Eisenhower, those two are excellent. You learn so much, but you also make connections all over the state of people who are also like-minded and care about our country and some of the same things. So those are great places to go and get training. You know, county parties, people can go to county party meetings and get plugged in. You know, that's how I got involved. I got plugged in through a county party and just started taking on more and more responsibility, being invited to do things. There are campaigns. Volunteer for a campaign. Step up and try it. You know, some people are a little bit shy about going door to door. I always tell them, just try it one Saturday. Just try it.
Yeah.
Because most of the time when you do it, you get done and you're like, actually, that was kind of fun. I met some very interesting people today. So there's no shortage of ways to get involved. Any campaign that you think is important for whatever reason in your individual life, reach out to that campaign and say, I just want to come try something on a Saturday. I don't have 40 hours to give you, but I sure have, you know, 4 or 5 hours on Saturday. Let me do that. You will be, the reward is wonderful in terms of making connections and meeting other people and feeling like you're contributing and helping to get that candidate elected. And that leads to other campaigns. And then, like I mentioned, you know, county parties, there's always plenty to do at the county parties. County parties always need volunteers, especially some of the larger counties. They just have so many things they need to do and so many races they're trying to pay attention to. So there's no shortage of ways to get involved.
If I tell, you know, and I tell folks if they don't feel comfortable door knocking, they can make calls. Another easy thing, I know in my house race, I had 6 parades throughout the fall because I had so many small towns, you know, 4th of July events and fall festivals. Parades are a nice, easy way to get involved. You go and walk and you're waving to people and handing out, you know, fans or candy or whatnot. It's a nice, easy way to get involved in a campaign that's not very intrusive and it's fun. Just something like that. Get involved in a campaign in a nice, fun way. But if folks want to find out more, find out about events that are coming up that the party is hosting, they can reach you guys at kansas.gop, correct?
That's correct. Yes, you can reach us there.
Uh-huh. Mike, yes. I appreciate you. I know you guys always have fun events coming up. Kansas.gop, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. I'm sure you guys have a whole bunch of good things planned. I know you'll reach out to me when you've got things coming up so I can put you on the show and make sure to let folks know what's coming, right?
That'd be great, yes. And, you know, we're getting ready to start gearing up. It's going to get busy as we start to approach the primary. There'll be lots of activities, lots of things to do. We're going to have a busy summer.
I'm sure. I look forward to it, brother.
All right. Thanks for what you do, John. Good to talk to you.
Appreciate you, my friend. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.